This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. At one point last year, Atlanta was one of the top markets in America for electric vehicle sales. But since July, new EV registrations there have plummeted. Georgia Public Broadcasting's Michael Caputo explains how a change in Georgia state law brought enthusiasm of Georgians for electric cars to a screeching halt.
The signs of electric vehicle use abound as electric car owner Michael Bainenson drives around a parking garage by a Midtown Atlanta mall.
You see here we've got three chargers that are charging at a level two. Now where I'm taking you now is on the lower level, and you'll see 10 Tesla superchargers.
Bainenson is president of the EV Club of the South. His explanation for the popularity?
A lot of people made their decisions to get in these cars, not because of the environment. They wanted to get in because of the math.
The math for those who bought or leased an electric-only car included a $5,000 tax credit. A Georgian with an EV could divide that credit over a two-year lease and recoup about $200 a month. But Georgia lawmakers recently ended the tax incentive to find savings that offset a transportation spending bill. Since a tax break ended in July, EV registrations are off by 90%.
The credit had jump-started the market, but the market wasn't mature quite yet.
That's Tim Eccles, a Republican on the state's Public Service Commission, which regulates energy in Georgia. Eccles says Georgia lawmakers may see a bill calling for a smaller tax credit that would phase out over time, but he says that's unlikely to be approved. The real test for electric car acceptance will come when EV leases expire. Will drivers re-up without the tax break? EV enthusiast Michael Bainenson.
If we don't have something out there when they release those cars, you can argue that they will go back to gasoline vehicles.
And there's a final blow to the once brisk Georgia EV market. Gas-powered cars contribute to transportation funding in Georgia through a gas tax. In 2015, lawmakers imposed a $200 road use fee on alternative fuel vehicles, including electric cars. In Atlanta, I'm Michael Caputo for Marketplace.